Hi there. The word for you today is your storm shelter. We've been talking about it for the last few days. In Genesis 28 and 15, we read these words, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. What a promise. To prepare for life's storms, you must do two more things. Number one, practice self-control. Storms are much harder on the undisciplined and self-indulgent. The illusion that life should be easy, painless, an air-conditioned ride, makes you vulnerable to discouragement, disillusion, and defeat when hard times come. The truth is, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And tough people practice self-denial and self-control. It's their spiritual muscle for handling life's hardships. The Bible says in Galatians 5, that the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. In other words, God's Spirit will make you tough enough to control your greatest weakness. You say, what's that? Yourself. The thing that ultimately defeats you in the rough times. Paul lived by this principle. 1 Corinthians 9:27. I discipline my body and keep it under control. Great athletes know that they're conditioning, not their conditions. That's what determines their victory. And here's another thing you got to do to prepare for the storms of life. Depend on God and not people. Psalm 118 verse 8, one of my favorite promises, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Yes, others can help you at times, like a cast helps a broken leg. But once that leg is ready to bear its own weight, you've got to discard the cast, or your leg won't regain full strength. People can only go so far with you. Only God will go all the way with you. Paul writes 2 Timothy 4 verse 16, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. Now listen to him. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever. Amen.